हरि ओम नमो नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण 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 हरि ओम नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण हरि हरि ओम नमो नारायण
हरि ओम
नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण
ओम नमो
नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण हरि ओम नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण ओम नमो नारायण ओम नमो नमो नारायण
ओम नमो
नारायण ಹರಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ಹರಿ ಓಂ
ನಮೋ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಹರಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಹರಿ ಶನಿವಾಸರೆ ಪ್ರಾತಃಕಾಲೇ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಹರೇ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಹೋಲ್ ಸಂತು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರಾತಃಕಾಲೇ ಶನಿವಾಸರೆ ಶನಿವಾಸರೆ ಪ್ರಾತಃಕಾಲೇ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಓಕೆ ಸಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ ದೆನ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಹರೇ ಗೋವಿಂದ ವೈ ಹರೇ ವೊಕೆಟಿವ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಕಾರ ಅಂತ ವೈ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಅಕಾರ ಅಂತ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಡ್ ಹರೇ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹರಿ ಈಸ್ ಇಕಾರ ಅಂತ ಶಬ್ದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಇಸ್ ಅಕಾರ ಅಂತ ಶಬ್ದ ದೇರ್ ವೈ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸೇ ಗೋವಿಂದೇ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸೇ ಹರ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ
ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ
ಓಂ ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಶಂಕರಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ
அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத்பாத சங்கரம் லோக சங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ர பாஷ்ய க்ருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனஃ புனஃ ஓம் சகனா பவது சகனௌ புனக்து சக வீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி ஓம் பத்ரம் கண்ணே விஷ்ணுயாம தேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஶ்யே மாக்ஷபர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கை ஸ்துஷ்டு வாகம் சஸ்தனுபிஹி வ்யஷேம தேவஹிதை யதாயுஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி.
சோ வி ஹாவ் கவர்ட் நவ் இன் திஸ் வைதத்ய பிரகரணம் ஆஃப் மாண்டுக்கிய உபனிஷத் வி ஹாவ் covered some verses, and the first three karikas discuss the mithyatvam of the swapna prapanchah. Then 4, 5, 6 next three verses, third to sixth three karikas discuss the mithyatvam of the jagrat prapanchah. Thereafter the Purva Pakshi came with his objection, stating the seventh karika, the eighth karika, he came with his objection, stating that swapna prapancha is mithya, satyam, not mithya. Swapna prapancha satyam eva kimartham, why prapancha satyam for him? Apurvatvat. Apurvatvat means because of its uniqueness of the objects experienced in dream, and swapna prapancha is satyam, not mithya. And for which Gaudapada Acharya's answer was, swapna prapancha apurvam syat, it may be apurvam, it may be unique, extraordinary, but still it is mithya only. The reason is what? The swapna prapancha has, however unique the objects are, still they do not have independent existence. Why they do not have independent existence? Because they are drishyams. Drishyatvat. Drishyatvam means what? Even the dream objects, unique also, are subject, they are objects of knowledge, perception, therefore they do not have independent existence. Any object of knowledge or experience is dependent on the experiencer, therefore it is mithya. So, understand this paratantratvat, paratandrishyatvat, paratantratvat, anityatvat, swapna prapanchaha mithya. Is it clear? Because it is time bound in nature, it is an object of knowledge, therefore it has no independent existence, therefore it is mithya only. This was answered in the karika number 8. Afterwards we saw the 7th, then 9th, 10th, 7th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 9th, 10th, 14 and 15. Remember? Do you remember number?
Yes.
7, 9, 10, 14, 15. In all these five karikas, Gaudapadacharyaji presents a Purvapaksha answer for a Purvapakshi's objection. He does not now present the objection. Gaudapadacharyaji's answer for the Purvapakshi's objection, is presented in these verses, five karikas, 7, 9, 10, 14, and 15. And what those four objections are, you remember very well. Jagrat prapanchaha satyam, swapna prapanchaha mithya, mithyatvam of the dream universe is acceptable for this Purvapakshi. But what is not acceptable for the Purvapakshi is the satyatvam, mithyatvam of the jagrat prapanchaha. For him, jagrat prapanchaha is satyameva. And for which he gave four different new definitions of satyam and mithya. According to Gaudapada Acharyaji, what is satyam? That which is eternal, timeless, beginningless, endless, changeless, therefore independent is satyam. And that which has beginning, end, time bound, which has dependent existence is mithya. Please understand one thing. Mithya is perennially eternal and satyam is absolutely eternal. Both are eternal. You have to understand. Why I say a perennially eternal, anything mithya is perennially eternal means mithya also has no beginning, no end. And absolute, there is no absolute beginning, absolute end. There is a relative beginning, there is a relative end. Which means that which is mithya also continues to exist always. Isn't it? Therefore we say what? Perennially eternal. But what is absolutely eternal? That which has no beginning, no end, does not undergo any change, and that which has independent existence is satyam. This is the definition of real and mithya. Non-real. I don't want to use the term unreal. I prefer using the word non-real. Okay, real and non-real, mithya. Mithya means, non-real means empirically, relatively real, as though real. And what are those four objections, four definitions? For he said, the satya, this jagrat prapancha has saprayojanatvam, it has utility, therefore satyam. And then he said, we don't want to talk about the dream now. Okay, only Jagrat Prapancha. Jagrat Prapancha has what now is externally experienced, therefore it is mithyatvam. Objectively real, therefore it is mithyatvam. And the Jagrat Prapancha is, experienced. Jagrat Prapancha is also what we said. It is available at two points of time. The external, it also available at two points of time means available, it has independent existence. Jagrat Prapanchaha has independent existence, objective existence, which means it is available for perception, it is available for recognition also, which means it exists independently without the, even it is not perceived. Therefore, it is real. And the fourth thing was, this Jagrat Prapanchaha is clearly experienced, not vaguely experienced, like remembered like a dream, therefore it is real. Therefore, we say utility, objectivity, externality and objectivity and clarity are said to be the four points, the reasons for satyatvam of the Jagat, Jagrat Prapanchaha. Then Gaudapadacharya negated these four objections, the four definitions. He negated the four definitions, showing all these definitions are definitions of relative reality. They are not the definitions of the absolute reality. He did not say he was wrong. Your point of your view is correct. See, this is Shastram. Shastram does not deny our perception. It accepts our perception, therefore really pats our back. You are correct. Who said you are wrong? You are not wrong. You are correct. From your standpoint, from your perspective, what you say is correct. But what you say is only relatively real. Okay? The utility of the Jagrat Prapanchaha, is it useful or not? Of course it is useful, but relatively, when is it useful? It is not useful in dream. It is not useful in the standpoint of Turiyatma. Therefore it is what? It is relatively real, not relatively useful. It has relative utility, therefore it is mithya only. Anything which is relatively real. But here we are discussing, we are interested in absolute reality. What is absolute reality? So we need to understand the correct definition of what is absolutely real. We are not interested in relative reality. Understand? So these definitions are all what? Not incorrect. They are not wrong. They are definitions of the relative reality. But not, they are not definitions of the absolute reality. So all definitions are correct. Yes, Jagrat Prapanchaha has utility, but it is relatively real, not absolutely. Relative utility is there. Similarly, Jagrat Prapanchaha is external, is correct, but when? Only from the standpoint of the waker's gross body. Understand now, waker shariram, in the waking state alone, Jagrat Prapancha is external to the waker. Therefore, it is relatively external. Externality is also relatively real. Similarly, this Jagrat Prapancha, you know, has objective existence, independent existence. It exists even when it is not perceived by the experiencer. Means, that's true. Yeah, but relatively, not absolutely, isn't it? Relatively, this externality and objective existence also is what? Relatively alone, real. Similarly, Jagrat Prapancha is very clearly perceived, means only relatively. Jagrat Prapancha does not even exist for a dreamer. For the one who is in dream, the Jagrat Prapancha does not even exist. So whom is it? Is it very clearly experienced? Who is the one who is experiencing it very clearly? Only the waker. Therefore, the Jagrat Prapanchaha, waking universe being clear also, is relatively real. Why? Because it is clear only for the waker from the standpoint of the waker's body. Is it clear? Therefore, Gaudapada Acharyaji very thoughtfully, clearly negated the opponent's objections. Thereby, he refuted his view of Jagrat Prapanchaha being seen as real universe. So, Jagrat Prapanchaha is satyam or mithya or tucham? Is it unreal, non-real or real? It is neither real nor unreal, but it is non-real. It is empirically real. Is it clear now? That what is it? Which means, last class has touched this point, very important point. Jagrat Prapancha, not only Jagrat Prapancha and Swapna Prapancha, both these universes, both the Prapanchas, experienced in dream and experienced in waking, both are mithya. Hetus may vary. There is a common hetu for both the universe. What is the common hetu? What is the common reason for both being mithya? Drishyatvat, anityatvat, paratantratvat. You have to remember this, okay? Drishyatvat, paratantratvat, anityatvat, adiyantavatvat, mithya. Is it clear now? We know that. When we say this, it involves three aspects. What are three factors here? Drashta, you know, here the pramata, pramanam, and Prameyam. When you say the Jagrat Prapancha is Mithya, the entire world of experience is Mithya. When you say the waking universe, the object, the waking universe which experienced is Mithya means, it implies the experience is also Mithya. Now I am talking to you or listening to me, it is all Mithya. That is what it says, experience is Mithya. Not only experience is Mithya, experiencer also is Mithya, which is not at all acceptable for us. All the three are Mithya. All the three are Mithya means, what about Swapna? Swapna Prameyam, Swapna Pramanam, Swapna Pramata, all the three are Mithya. Similarly, Jagrat Prameyam, Jagrat Pramanam, Jagrat Pramata. The knower, instrument of, subject of knowledge is Mithya, instrument of knowledge is Mithya, the object of knowledge also is Mithya. Then what is here? Everything is Mithya means everything is as good as non-existent. If everything is as good as non-existent means there is nothing here. Next step. There's nothing here means we all become Shunyavadinaha. Shunyavadi, Shunyavada Buddhaha. We all become Shunyavadi Buddhists. Therefore, immediately we have to, Gaudapacharya has to jump and say, no, we are not Shunyavadi Buddhists, we are all Satyavadi Advaitinaha. Shunyavadi or Satyavadi, we are Satyavadi Advaitinaha. There is Satyam, there is absolute reality. Why? Because a Buddhist, for a Buddhist also, Jagrat Prapancha is Mithya. For an Advaitin also, Jagrat Prapancha is Mithya, non-real. For both of them, this universe which you are experiencing in the waking state is empirically, relatively real. For both of them, it is not absolutely real. But at least for an Advaitin, there is absolute reality which is the substratum adhara which lends existence for this Mithya, Pramata, Pramanam and Prameyam. Whereas for a Buddhist, there is no Satyam at all. There is just this universe comes into existence out of nothing, therefore it is projection. For an Advaitin, Jagat is manifestation of Satyam, whereas for a Buddhist, universe is a projection of nothingness. Understand? Therefore, a Buddhist is, what now? Satya Nirapeksha Mithyavadi. Whereas Advaitin is Satya Sapeksha Mithyavadi. Apeksha means one who that which required. Mithya requires Satyam. For a Buddhist, Satyam is not required for the Mithya. Mithya exists by itself. So they are called Asatkaryavadinaha, whereas we are Satkaryavadinaha. Satkarya means there is reality from which the universe has come into existence. The Asatkaryavadi means universe has come into existence out of nothing, which is illogical. Okay. Therefore, there is Satyam. Therefore, the next question, the Purva Pakshi is, the next, what is next verse we saw? 11th Karika we saw last class. I'm just summing up quickly. 11th Karika which we saw in the last class presents the questions from by a Purapaksha. We can say simply there are questions are there. The question is, the two questions are asked, who is the creator of this universe or projector of this universe? Okay. And who is the knower of this universe? There must be the knower who knows this universe. There must be a Pramata, there must be the Jnata knower, and there must be a creator of this universe. Which means the very question implies, if all this is mithya, mithya means even the empirically, relatively real mithya, jagrat prapanchaha, has dependent existence, means what is that satyam depending upon which alone this jagrat prapanchaha exists. Which means when you say ocean is mithya, it has dependent existence, means there must be H2O, the water, the satyam, you know, depending upon which the namarupas ocean exists. Similarly, what is that satyam? What is that absolute reality which lends existence to the relatively empirically real namarupa jagrat prapanchaha? That is the question. And we saw the answer in the 12th karika, which we saw last class. We'll read it now. From there we have to start today's class. Solve old class, quickly summed up. It's okay? Kaha yet, see the 11th verse. Yetan bhedan kaha buddhyate tesham vikalpakaha kaha tesham dayar. Okay? Vikalpakaha kaha. Who is the projector? Who is the creator of these waking objects, waking universe? Then, who is the knower? Who knows all these differences, different varied objects? Now you see the 12th verse. Kalpayatyatmanatmanam Atma devasvamayaya Kayeva buddhyate bhedan Sayeva buddhyate bhedan Iti vedanta nischayah. Iti vedanta nischayah. When you say iti vedanta nischayah, means this is the definite vision of the Vedanta. Vedantasya nischayah means Vedantasya nischaya jnanam. This is the definite vision of Vedanta. Definite means you cannot question anymore. You have to try to find out what Vedanta says. Which means this vision which has been revealed by the Vedanta cannot be improved upon by any other new scientist. Okay, nobody can improve this. It's already final word of the Vedanta. What does it mean? Who is the creator? Vedanta has already said. Don't need to struggle who the creator is. Who is the projector? Vedanta has already said. It is not going to be a new fact. It's already revealed fact by the Vedanta. That is the meaning. Okay, who is the knower? Vedanta has already revealed the fact. This fact has already been revealed by the Vedanta authentically, authoritatively, without any doubt, which cannot be improved upon at all. Vedanta nischayaha. What is the Vedanta nischayaha? Sahayeva buddhyate bhedan. Saha means that person alone. Sahayeva, he alone buddhyate knows. The buddhyate is a fourth conjugation verb. That's why ya. Okay? He alone knows. Bhedan. All these varied objects of wake, you know, all these different objects, all of them, the knower of all these, you know, varied objects is one and the same knower. That is the knower. Sahayeva buddhyate, he alone knows, means that who's that he? The he mentioned by this, that person who knows all these different objects is neither he nor she. Okay? Neither he nor she. What is that which is neither he nor she nor it that? What is that? That who is that? He says, Devaha. Devaha eva sarvan bedhan budyate. Devaha means what? Self-effulgent vastu. Self-effulgent substance, reality. Devaha means divyati iti devaha. That which shines by itself. That which is self-luminous, self-revealing. Self-revealing is devaha. Okay, self-effulgent, self-revealing reality is devaha. Who is that self-revealing, self-effulgent reality who alone illumines everything, who alone knows everything? Who is that devaha? Atma. Atma means what? The self. What is self? The reflexive pronoun. I is a first person singular pronoun. Atma is a reflexive pronoun. Why? Because one self alone obtains as I. How many? For all of us, we have to use only one pronoun. We can't change. Like names are different. Swamini, Peter, Rodney, Keith, Dharamamma. Names are different. But all of us have to say only I. We can't use many pronouns. Only one pronoun we all of us have to use. That which is, therefore, Shastra says, you are that person. You are that reality. You are Devaha, Atma. You are the Atma. You are the knower. You are the creator of this universe. You are the projector of this universe. Atma Devaha Kalpayati. Kalpayati. Okay? We have to be very careful here. Kalpayati means, now kalpayati means, literally it means imagines, imagination. A poet can say a poet kalpayati. Now poet imagines and then he visualizes and he just says. That is why we always say one must be able to see more than what one's eyes see so that one can be, to be a poet. You have to see something what others don't see through physical eyes. Then you can write in your, describe in your words. That's why a poet is called Kavihi. The seer is also called Rishihi, is also called Kavihi. You know, Kavihi means what? No, one who sees more than what eyes can see. That's why poet is also Kavihi, Rishihi is also Kavihi. Understand? Therefore, here, you are the creator, you are the projector means you are the Atma, Devaha Atma Kalpayati. Kalpayati. And what is this word? What does the word Atma mean? I saw told last class itself. Sarvam Atti Iti Atma and Sarvam Vyapnoti Iti Atma. That which pervades everything is Atma. Which means this self-effulgent, self-revealing reality is all-pervasive reality. The all-pervasive reality, all-devouring reality means nothing exists outside of, independent of this reality. Okay, all devouring, all illumining, all pervasive reality is this Atma, Devaha. And that Atma, actually what? In fact, he says, you. Which means you mean the first person, the substance of the substantive I, the first person singular pronoun. I is what? Actually, Atma Devaha. Atma eva kalpayati. Okay? And kalpayati means, then what are the, for one to create something, there must be three causes. There must be intelligent cause, nimitta karanam. And there must be material cause, upadana karanam. And there must be instrumental cause, sahakari karanam. Okay, goldsmith makes a chain ornament means goldsmith is the one who has knowledge and skill, therefore he is the intelligent cause. And the material is gold and chisel, etc. All the small things he uses to make the chain, sahaka instruments are sahakari karanam. All the three causes are required. Any creation implies three causes. And you can always see the material and the intelligent cause being inseparably available in the same creation. They're inseparable. You can never separate the two causes. Where you see the carpenter's knowledge and skill in the work, the very same place where you see the wood also. You can't see now carpenter's knowledge here, skill here, and the wood there, and the effect somewhere. You see all the three are what now? Inseparably together. There similarly, this whole jagat also what now? Actually, whole jagat implies the intelligence, the skill, knowledge, and the material, and also the instrument. So what are these three? You know, all the three are one Atma. Intelligent cause of this universe also is Atma. Material cause of this universe also is Atma. The instrumental cause of this universe also is Atma. Therefore, Atmanam Kalpayati. Atma Kalpayati, the self, the consciousness, Atma, the consciousness alone creates this universe. Which means you don't say our consciousness creates. There is no creator other than Atma, the consciousness. I never want to use the word our consciousness creates. Okay? There is no creator other than consciousness, the Atma. What is all pervasive, self-effulgent reality? The substance of the substantive I is not the body mentions complex, but you know the pure consciousness. There is no creator, projector, knower other than consciousness I. And he, how does he create? Atmanam Kalpayati. Means it projects, Atma projects itself as the universe. Atma projects Atmanam itself as the universe. Which means material cause is also Atma. The Atma nominative case, the first case reveals Atma being the intelligent cause. Atmanam, second case of the Atma, the word Atma reveals Atma being the material cause. Atmana, with whose help, with what instrument? By itself. Atma, out of Atma, by Atma, projects this universe. Atma projects this universe, projects itself as the universe by itself. Okay, Atma, Atmanam, Atmana Kalpayati. And here the doubt comes. We can understand this very well, but it is not logical. Why? How can the creator, the material and the instrument, all the three be one and the same? How is it possible? They may be different, but it is possible. And not only that, always the material has to undergo a change to become an effect. The gold alone becomes the chain means gold cannot become a chain by itself. It needs to be touched by an intelligent being, the goldsmith, for it to become the chain. Which means the gold is different, goldsmith is different. But here you say all the three are one. First doubt. Second thing, gold has to undergo a change to become a chain. It has to undergo certain processing, modifications. Therefore, we say it is parinami upadana karanam. Whereas, this Atma, without undergoing any change, retaining its swarupam as it is, it becomes the universe. therefore atma is what vivarta upadana karanam. Vivarta means what? Retaining its swarupam, changelessly becoming an effect is called vivarta upadana karanam. Changefully becoming the effect is what? Parinami upadana karanam. But atma is not here. What now? Without, no, it has become the universe. Vivarta vada means it has become the universe. And all, how is it possible? Is it possible? Such, that is why we don't call it a creation. Understand? If it is, then suppose the goldsmith makes a chain, or pot maker makes a pot, when you say, the pot maker is as real as the pot, pot is as real as the pot maker, both enjoy the same status, both are of the same order of reality. Is it clear? Whereas here we say, Atma out of itself, by itself, has become the universe, or projected this universe. Atma has projected itself as universe by itself, without going out for any support, any material, for anything. Which means, that is why we do not call it creation. Understand now? This is called manifestation. Why it is not creation? Creation means the creation, the created and the creator must be of the same order of reality. But here, created is mithya. Understand now? Therefore, whereas atma is satyam, but atma projected universe is mithya. They are not of, because the universe has no independent existence. There is no distance. Understand? They're not divisible. The creator and the creation are non-separate. That is the important lesson in Advaita, what we have to understand. The creator and the creation are inseparable. Creator and the creation are non-separate. That is what Advayam. Okay, not two. The creator and the creation are not two different things. They are one and the same. Creation is the creator. Creation, creator are not two different things. That is why we don't need to go up. Where is the creator? Is he somewhere up above the sky? No, we never don't need to see. Wherever you see, when you see the door, you are very much seeing the wood there. Similarly, wherever you see any object here, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, anything you experience, every experience, what is invariably you see is the reality as the very seer. Isn't it? Seer, experiencer is evident in every scene. Isn't it clear? Understand? That is why universe is what? It is the creator is, the creation is non-separate from the creator. Therefore, it is not the creation. Pot, the carpenter makes the door, brings it to you, fixes it up, takes money, goes away, disappears. Creator, his product is here. No, but he is not here anymore. Separated. Isn't it? Whereas, here we say, therefore it's called creation. Whereas when you say the creator is non-separate, the creation cannot exist independently without the creator, means the creator has to be always with the creation. Even when the creation resolves, creator continues to exist without the status creator. When the creation is there, creator exists with the status creator. With the creator status, without the creator status, that which lends existence to this universe, always there. Therefore, it is universe is universe never can exist independently, separably. You know, universe never separate. Therefore, it is not a creation, it is manifestation. Is it clear now? Manifest. This is a very important lesson. Okay, Atma, Atmanam, Atmana, Kalpayati means, therefore, the whole cosmos which you are experiencing, the Prameya Prapanchaha, is Mithya. The Pramanam is also Mithya, because Pramanam also is cannot exist independently without the Pramata. Because how do you know there's a Pramanam? The experience of Prameyam is the proof for your existence of the Pramanam. What is the proof for the light being there? You are seeing power. So Pramanam also cannot exist, operate independently, which is Mithya. Now you say Pramata, the knower, is very much there, isn't it? You don't have any doubt about existence of the knower, existence of you. All the your question is what? Who the knower is the question. The knower is Atma. Knower is Atma. The means of knowledge is Atma. The known also is Atma. Why? Because knower, known, and the means of knowledge, all the three are Mithya, and all the three are dependent on Satya Atma. Therefore, we have all the three are one. Who is the knower? Atma. What are the instruments of knowledge? Atma. What is the object of knowledge? Atma. Why? All the three are Mithya. What is Atma? Satyam. Mithya is Satyam. Satyam is not Mithya. Why? Between Satyam and Mithya, there is Karanakarya Sambandha. Karanakarya Sambandha means, Atma is as good as the cause. Okay? Pramata, Pramanam, Prameyam, all the three are as good as the effects. Why? Because they do not have independent existence. As effect has, effect depends upon cause for its existence. Cause does not depend upon effect for its existence. Therefore, we say this Pramata, Pramanam, Prameyam, which are dependent on Atma for their existence, are as good as the effects. And Pramata, no, whereas Atma is independent of all the three, therefore Atma is as good as the cause. When you say Karana Karya means the effect, there is no physical distance between cause and the effect. Therefore we say cause alone appears as the effect. The effect is nothing but appearance of the cause, which is called manifestation. Understand? Therefore, the Pramanam, Pramata, Prameyam, all the these differences resolve in the wake of knowledge of the truth of all the three being one and the same Atma. Is it clear or not? I'm take you step by step. Now the question comes, Pramanam, what about the Pramata, knower? I tell you, the knower is Atma. How do you say knower is Atma, but knower is Mithya? How do you say? I'm not saying knower is Mithya. Knower status alone is Mithya. Understand? Whenever, please understand, whenever we say Creator, the Lord, the Creator is Mithya, we have to understand what we are saying. The status alone is mithya. The knower means, knower involves two aspects. What is it? Atma, the consciousness, plus the status of being, the knower. When I say illuminator, what does it mean? Illuminator involves two aspects. What are the two aspects? Light, pure light, plus illuminator status is equal to illuminator. Is it clear? Pure light plus illuminator status is equal to illuminator. Consciousness plus knower status is equal to the knower, pramata. Is it clear? Why do I say light, pure light plus illuminator status is equal to the illuminator? Without the light, there cannot be an illuminator. There is no such thing called illuminator at all minus light. The light alone is given the status of being the illuminator in the presence of the opaque things. From the standpoint of the illumined opaque things, during the presence of the opaque things, illuminator status, which is given to the light, is what? Temporary status. When the opaque things are all taken away, light will continue to be there without the status. So what is mithya here? Light or the status? Status. Understand? Similarly, when you say knower means, we all say, I know physics, you know chemistry, she knows biology, you know, all of us are knowers. We all of us are knowers. And now every one of us refers to oneself as what? I. And what is the substance content of that I? Consciousness, pure consciousness. And what we say, the pure consciousness with the knower status is equal to pramata knower. When is the knower status? When the jagrat prapancha is available, there is a knower status. When the swapna prapancha is available, there is knower status. When the mind is available, there is a knower status. Resolved mind, semi-functional mind, fully active mind, there is a status. Minus mind, what is Atma? Minus the illumined objects, what is light? Pure light. Therefore, when you say pramata is knower is mithya, we do not mean the knower status is also mithya. Why? It comes and goes. When the jagat is, from the standpoint of the known universe, experienced universe, the consciousness has the status of being the experiencer. When the universe resolves, isn't it? Then the status also goes. In deep sleep state, waking universe is not there, dream universe is not there, therefore the status experiencer of the waking universe is mithya, not there, gone. The instruments of others are gone, and the experiencer of the waking, the experiencer status also goes, of the waking universes goes. Consciousness continues to exist. Is it clear now? Therefore, the status is also mithya, but without consciousness there cannot be, without light there cannot be illuminator status by itself. There cannot be illumination and the illumined object. Similarly, without Atma, the consciousness, which is the only substance of the substantive I obtaining in all the minds, the conscious, there cannot be knower, there cannot be instant pramanam, there cannot be prameyam also. Atma is satyam, all these are mithya. Atma is distinct but not distant. Even my Thursday class, I make it very clear. Nowadays, I'm going very slowly, carefully in Thursday class. The beginner's class, I make it very clear. How there's no distance, isn't it? Similarly here, we say what? Not only this whole universe is not the creation, first of all. It is only manifestation. Why? Because here, Atma being all the three causes, not actually the cause, Atma is as good as the cause, because this universe never exists distance. No, there's no distance between Atma and the Namarupa Prapancha. For Atma alone appears. When you say, how is it possible? What is that which makes the Atma appear as the universe? How is it possible for Atma to be the material, intelligent and the instrumental cause of the universe? Therefore, distancelessly Atma, by Atma alone appears as the universe. Therefore, there is no creation at all, there is only manifestation. There is no srishtihi, there is only vyaktihi. Jagat is what? Jagat is only vyaktihi, vyaktam of Ishvara. Srishtihi or Vyaktihi? Vyaktam or Srishtam? Is it created or manifestation? The manifestation. That is why we use this term even Kalpayati, Srijati. Now we have certain verbs here. Srijati means creation. Can say Ghatakarta, Ghatam, Srijati. Srijati means he creates it. But here it is not separable, therefore there is no sargaha, there is no srishtihi. It is only what? Vyaktihi. No? It's only manifestation. I had carefully used the word projection also. Understand? Projection, creation, manifestation. The three terms which are possibly usable. But we'll be very careful. First you say, yes, there is creation. We'll accept because it is our perception. Shastram always accepts our perception. Yes, there is creation. There afterwards, it'll help us understand how this, what is this whole world is, world of object of experience, which is dependent on the instruments of experience, which are dependent on the experiencer, and the experiencer is another than Atma. There is no experiencer other than the Atma. Atma is not the experiencer, but the experiencer is the Atma. What is that? Light is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is the light. Why? Atma does not, light does not do any hard work to illumine things. Just by its mere presence, does not effortlessly, sannidhi matrena, by its mere presence, in its presence, anything comes, it shines. It goes outside of the light, I mean, goes means, no, the absence and the presence of the things are illumined by the light. Therefore, illumination is not an action, it is swarupam. Therefore, we say Atma, light is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is the light. Similarly, knowing, being aware, awareness is the swarupam of the Atma, not an action. Being aware of what is. That is why without winking all the time on he sees everything, anything you do, wherever you do, that's why Sahasrashirsha Purushaha. Without winking all the time sees Atma, doesn't wink this eye once. That is why pricking conscience is consciousness. Understand? Therefore, we say no atma is not the knower. Definitely, atma is not the knower. But there is no knower other than consciousness. There is no awareer other than consciousness. Because being aware is the very swarupam of the Atma. Understand? Now we say, how is it possible? There is an important mayaya. Impossible is made possible by, that is the power of consciousness. Power of consciousness is what? Maya. Mayaya. Okay? What is mayaya? Without undergoing any change, retaining its swarupam as consciousness, Atma, the consciousness alone, by itself appears as the universe, means that is called as Maya. Understand now what is Maya? Don't think something very big, oh my God, by Maya, by soul, Maya Shakti, Atma becomes, means don't think anything. Without undergoing any change, retaining its swarupam, consciousness, Atma the consciousness, appearing as the universe is said to be the power of Atma, the consciousness. Being able to appear as the universe. Mayaya. We'll see it again, don't worry. Let's go and talk about it again, elaborately. Now understand this much, Mayaya means without undergoing any change, retaining its swarupam as it is, still appearing as the universe, is what? Is called its power, manifestation of its power, expression of its power. Is it clear? Okay, Atma, Atmana, Atmanam, Mayaya, Kalpayati, Saha Atma Eva, Budhyate. Sarvan Vedhan Budhyate. Now, you have to learn very carefully. This verse now very subtly reveals a Mahavakyam. There is a Mahavakyam in this verse. Whenever we say, the Atma Kalpayati, when you say, which means Ishvara creates, isn't it? The whole universe, creator of this universe, is what? Because the Lord, Ishvara. Atma Kalpayati means what now? Here, creator is the Atma. Means Ishvara, Paramatma. Then, Atma Budhyate. When you say Atma Budhyate means, who is the knower here? Knower is also Atma. Every knower is an individual I. So knower as individual I, obtaining in every individual mind, is none other than consciousness. And the creator of the whole jagat, Paramatma, is none other than consciousness. Which means Jiva Ishvara Aikyam, because same Atma is the creator of the universe. Same Atma, the creator of the universe is Atma. Knower is also Atma, means knower. Who is the knower? Knower represents the individual. Creator represents the total. Understand? Parama, Jiva are two adjectives added to the Atma from two different standpoints. Okay? Wave and ocean are two different adjectives. Okay? Names and forms added to what? Water. Only substance. from two different standpoints. Similarly here, the knower status, you know, and then the Ishvara status. Same consciousness with reference to the whole Jagat is said to be the creator. And the same consciousness with reference to every individual is called what? Manifest in his mind, we say Jiva. To be frank, the two adjectives, Jiva and Parama, are two adjectives, are the same, all-pervasive, one, secondless, non-dual consciousness. All-pervasive, one, secondless, non-dual consciousness. I'm using all the important adjectives, important words. Secondless, non-dual. All-pervasive, only consciousness. It's two different adjectives, Jiva and Parama. With reference to two different standpoints. The standpoint of an individual, as the truth of an individual, as manifest in an individual mind, is Jiva status. The standpoint of the manifest in the whole prapancha, Ishvara, Parama. Same Atma, just you can say Atma. There is no Jiva Atma, Parama Atma. Okay, there is only Atma. Got it? This is the thing. Therefore, Mayaya, Mayaya means, don't think anything. The consciousness is of this very unique power that without undergoing any change, without doing any action, existing independently, it can just appear as the universe of diverse objects. Now, this is the 12th verse. We'll see the next verse. 13th verse. This 13th verse also presents the order in creation. Now, same thing. Now, this how Jagat, no, Jagat's Srishti alone is discussed again. So, what you have to understand here, the Atma being presented as the creator of the universe, Atma is, there is no Ishvara other than Atma. Atma being presented as the knower, there is no knower other than the Atma, because the creation implies knowledge and memory, and the Ashraya, the locus of knowledge and memory being the knower. There is no knower other than consciousness, Atma. Therefore, the knower is Atma. The creator of the universe is Atma. Where is the knower? Every one of us, isn't it? You cannot see the knower outside. Whenever you say talk about the knower, you have to say what? I, the self, am the knower. With reference to universe, you are the knower. Isn't it true? Every individual I is what? With reference to no universe, everyone is a knower. So knower always what? As a Jiva. Knower is a Jiva. Oh my God, creator of the whole universe is who? Ishvara. What is Ishvara? Jiva is also, when you say Jiva, we never say Jiva is Mithya. Jiva status is Mithya. We never say Ishvara is Mithya. Ishvara status is Mithya. Ishvaraha Satyam Atma. Jiva is also Satya Atma. We never say Jiva is Mithya. Jivatvam is Mithya. Ishvaratvam is Mithya. Jiva, Ishvara, Sarvam, Sarvam Brahmaiva. Sarvam Satyam. The entire Mithya Prapancha is Satyam Brahma. Satya Atma. Is it clear? That's why we cannot say very careful when you say, oh, it's all not real, you see, it's all not real. Not that we should say what? Everything is real. But real is not anything that is here. Got it? You should not say everything is real, everything, nothing is, no, everything is not real, you see. You shouldn't say that everything here is real. But reality is not anything which is here. I, the consciousness, am alone real. When you say I, the consciousness, am alone real, means what? You should have already shifted the I from so conscious of. We are so conscious of our looks and things. So from there, I must have been shifted, dragged out cognitively. Then you have to say that.
Bikarotya paran bhavan. Antas chitte vyavasthitan.
Antas chitte vyavasthitan.
Niyatamscha
Niyatamscha
Bahischitte
Bahischitte
Yevam Kalpayate Prabhu
Yevam Kalpayate Prabhu
Vikarotyaparan Bhavan
Vikarotyaparan Bhavan
Antas chitte vyavasthitan
Antas chitte vyavasthitan
Niyatamscha bahischitte
Niyatamscha bahischitte
Yevam kalpayate prabhu
Yevam kalpayate prabhu.
Okay. How does, okay, mayaya kalpayati, you know, that is what is power of consciousness. Without undergoing any change, without becoming anything, being as it is, now becomes the universe fine. Now we say, prabhuhu kalpayate, prabhuhu. Prabhu is very famous, no, very common name. The whole of India, everybody, you know, names. Everybody is called Prabhu. And even the address, the boss also say Prabhu. Prabhu means, oh Lord. Bhagavan is Prabhu. Very famous. The people like this word, Prabhu, very much. Prabhu means, literally, they say, the Lord. I just as I taught that in the class, no? There's a pra is a prefix. And the root is bhu. And you get the word prabhavati. Like bhavati means happens, occurs, is. You know, you say asti, prabhu, asti. Bhavati means what? Pushpaguchaha bhavati means pushpaguchaha is. Now I say Purushottamaha, Purushottamaha Bhavati, Minister Bhavati means what? He becomes. Becomes also, to say becomes, use the word Bhavati. Or is, just exists. To say that also you can use the word Bhavati. Buddhiman Bhavati, he becomes intelligent. He is not intelligent, he becomes intelligent now. Understand, becomes. Similarly, is bhavati. But prabhavati means comes into existence. Prabhavati. In Sanskrit, advantage is there. I tell you, what is advantage? You can take anything. Vyutpatti can be of any case form. Vyutpatti means you can use any case form to get coin and adjectives to express something. Suppose prabhava, prabhuhu means, prabhuhu, that from which everything comes into existence, also called prabhuhu. This is the beauty of the language. See, we have these terms in Sanskrit. Listen. See, churnaha, churnaha means powder. Okay? Powder. When I say haridra churnaha, haridra churnaha means turmeric powder. Powder of the turmeric, isn't it? Powder of the turmeric. Marichika churnaha, chili powder. What does it mean? Powder of the chili. Danta churnaha, tooth powder. Does not mean powder of the tooth. Colgate danta churnaha is not powder of the tooth, powder for the tooth. Okay, like that in Sanskritam, it can you the, now when you use the word, it can, you can use whichever any case form, which case form is suitable there. Danta churnaha means you cannot say powder of the tooth, powder for the tooth. Pallukku podi al palludaya podi kadaiyadu, isn't it? Is for, of. So what, which any case form can be used? It can be any case form. You get to see whether it is for or by. Understand? It's by or for or from the churna. Like that you have to check it, see that. Like that you can, in Sanskrit it is called Binna Vibhakti Vyutpattayaha. We have this, we can form these words. But here also, when you say Prabhavati, Prabhu means which case form you should use here, isn't it? So, Yasmat Parameshwarat Bhagavataha Paramatmanaha Sarvam Jagat Prabhavati Saha Prabhu. That He is Prabhu, the Lord, the one from whom this entire universe has come into existence. Panchami Vibhakti Vyutpatti. Understand now? The one from whom everything has come into existence is called Prabhu. One meaning. Therefore, Lord. Who is the one? Atma. Not only the one from whom it has come into, one in whom everything exists. The one into whom everything will resolve also is Prabhu. Then, one more, another meaning. Prakarshena bhavati iti Prabhu. Prakarshena bhavati means what? Natu samanyetaya bhavati, asamanyetaya bhavati. Not ordinarily it exists. Asamanyataya, extraordinarily it exists. What is extraordinary existence here? Not paratantratvena, paratantrena, swatantriyena, prakarshena, swatantriyena. You know, swatantriyena, prakarshena means swatantriyena, asamanyataya, no, bhavati, that which exists independently. So it is nominative. See, prakarshena bhavati iti prabhu. So that which exists independently means what? That which has not come into existence from anything else. That which is uncaused, causeless, self-existent reality. Atma is Prabhu. That Atma which is uncaused, causeless, self-existent reality, which has no beginning, end and changeless. No, that reality is that from which everything has come into existence, therefore it is Prabhu. Have you got it? So Prabhu Kalpayate. You got the meaning of the word Prabhu. Prabhu Kalpayate. Katham. He says, Kim kalpayate bhavan. Bhavan means what? Aparan bhavan vikaroti. Kalpayate, evam kalpayate means evam in this manner alone. Atma, the beginningless, endless, changeless, all pervasive, secondless, non-duality reality alone. Becomes this universe by itself. How? Evam kalpayate, evam in this manner. How? Here, three stages are presented here. Look at this. When, suppose, imagine a goldsmith. This goldsmith, when you see him, he looks a small puny man. Okay? But he has got stuff at home. And then suppose you have to give him some gold biscuits. Then and he'll see, and then he has got, my God, not one or two. In so many designs he knows. Designs he knows, the names of the designs he knows, the shapes he knows, all the nuances, all these minute work also, how to do, he knows. He knows, he is sarvajna, sarva with reference to world of gold jewelry. Okay, he's very expert jeweler, expert goldsmith, not half-baked. Thorough, because great grandfather onwards, goldsmith. That is why all knowledge, highly knowledgeable, the goldsmith parampara, he comes from, therefore he has got very clear knowledge, everything. He can just touch and tell you what it is. Just by seeing, he can say, it's pure 22, 23, 15, it's from UK, 14 carat. He'll say that. He can just by looks, he can say that. Which means, Singapore, be careful, this smuggler good, 24. It's all biscuits. So black gold. So he can tell that. Seeing the glittering and all that. Such an expert goldsmith. I tell you, all the different designs and the nuances, small, minute work, everything he has. But when he goes out for shopping and goes out to watch a movie, occasionally when he goes out for eating in restaurant Sangamam, he does not remember them all the time, okay? Does he? Because he does not talk about, does not even think about it, that knowledge is in him or not. When he is not doing the goldsmith's job, the knowledge is still in him. But how is it? He doesn't even come to the picture. It is somewhere in him. Where is it? That jnanam is called avyakta jnanam. Understand? Completely unmanifest knowledge. Knowledge of diversified things. Varieties of ornaments, designs, names, shapes, all the knowledge is in him. When it's unmanifest, it remains as one unmanifest knowledge of all the innumerable varieties of designs and names and forms and shapes. And when we see him, when we give him few biscuits of gold and we tell him, come on, weigh, how much? Maybe some 50 grams of gold you have given, 100 grams of gold. Okay, 100 grams of gold. Can you make some chains or something? Okay, what chain you want, how long you want. And if you tell him, and he'll remember, okay, 4 inches, this is the design, this particular design, and this must be of this size, this must be this much look. And when you tell him, immediately he brings, okay, this, let me make this design for you. Want this something nice like this? Okay. And he visualizes. When he imagines that only that particular, okay, that design he visualizes. Where? Not with the pencil paper, okay? Everything in mind. When he visualizes what was before in him, in that unmanifest knowledge of those designs, is sukshma, susukshma vritti rupena asti. Susukshma taya asti means what now? Unmanifest. Completely unmanifest becomes what now? Subtly manifest. Understand? The subtly, it has to become subtly manifest, subtle manifestation. Then again, what is subtle? What now? Again, when he thinks about it, visualizes, the second. Again, subtle. It is not it, okay? He designs, he thinks about the design and he knows the name, okay, this chain, this form, the shape, visualizes, second stage. Then after what? No, okay. Now he takes the gold, what you gave. The gold he takes and he brings his stuff and he starts working on it. Then what was unmanifest in him then became subtly manifest, then became vritti akara. It had the form of the chain was in the form of his thought first. Now he has given you the chain. Pay me the money, come and take your chain. He gives you. This is called what? Unmanifest knowledge. Okay, has become first he thought about it. Then he visualized. Then the thought form. Then he came out. It's called gross creation. And the chain is what? When the knowledge is in his mind or in him unmanifest, is it useful, transactable? No. The knowledge is manifest, expressed, worked on the gold, then it is transactable, useful. You can wear it. Transact useful knowledge, utility. Isn't it? This is three stages. So, sukshma vritti rupa srishti, then sthula vritti rupa srishti, then sthula bahya vritti, bahya srishti. Is it clear now? Susukshma, sukshma, sthula. Susukshma, sukshma, sthula. Avyakta, avyaktat, susukshma. Susukshmat, sukshma. Sukshmat, sthula. Is it clear? Three stages. Then, when he makes too many things, bangle, chain, necklace, ring, everything he makes. All the varieties of names, forms, shapes, and minute work, all of them become completely manifest, and you wear all over. Cover yourself with golden ornaments. Nowadays, very expensive. I have no problem, I'm just telling. I have neither daughter nor son to get married to buy. We don't need to do also. I'm just saying, in India all mothers are worried, you know. Gold price, expensive, oh my God, I had to make like that. It's a big thing. Like that, this Prabhu Atma also, vikaroti, karoti means makes. Vikaroti means he does not make one. Varieties, diversifies. Isn't it? Varieties of vikaroti means one modification. Varieties of forms it creates. Vikaroti. Not one. Non-living, living, non-living varieties and living varieties. There again. Isn't it? You innumerably countless. That's why it's called Vishwa. Innumerable. Vividhaihi pratyaihi gamyam Vishwam. Innumerably countless forms, names, shapes, and nuances. My God. All fine, subtle work, everything. Imagine our brain, how it functions, how everything functions. Very subtle. Inexplicably subtle. Therefore, all that vikaroti. Prabhu vikaroti. Katam? First, antaschitte apara. Antaschitte, in the deep in the mind. Who is like Goldsmith has his mind, even we all have that. We all do that every day. What we want to do afterwards, first you plan. Isn't it? You know already. You, everything is ready, available in your mind. What to cook today? All knowledge is there already. But only one variety comes out. Isn't it? Not that you are getting it. It's always unmanifest. It has to become manifest. Therefore it's called Jnanamayam Tapaha. Knowledge is the thing. See how always, do you remember this, how Goldsmith creates? It's very nice to know. In the same way, Antaschitte, first subtlest susukshma creation, then sukshma creation, then gross manifestation. The order in the creation also will see it, will be so beautiful.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.